In Parshas Vayechi, we have the Rashi. Rashi starts off, Lama Parsha Zu Stuma. B'derech Klal Bein Parsha La Parsha. There's a space in the Torah, there's a Revach. And over here there's no Revach between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi. There's no Revach. L'hizboinein Bein Parsha La Parsha. It's Sosum. Stima. Rashi says in the second Pshat, Shebikesh L'galois Esakeitz L'bonov V'nista Mimenu. And the Mokor is the Gemara Psochem, Nunvov, and Chazal, that Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, that Bikesh Yaakov Legalois Lebonov Keitz Hayomin. He wanted to be Megale, the Zman, from the end of the Golus, the Bias Mashiach, the Keitz Hayomin, Venestal Komimenu Shechino. The Shechino was Nestalik, and Memele, he was unable to be Megale it. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, was Choshe, Shem Achas V'Sholom, Yesh B'mitosi P'sul. Maybe there's a P'sul, Kavrom, Sheyotu Mimenu Yishmoel, or Yitzchok, Sheyotu Mimenu Esav. Omru Loibonov, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aloikeinu, Hashem Echod. They said, Keshem She'ein Belibcho Elo Echod, Kach Ein Belibenu Elo Echod. And Mamela Bo'isoy Shoh, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem. That's the Gemara in Psochem Daf Nun Vov. And we want to shtel over here on 2 points. Number one, what was the Indian that Yankov wanted to be Megala the Keitz Hayomin? What's Munach in that? Why did he want to be Megala now? Number two is, if Lamaisa there was no Psul Bebonov, so why Taka was it Nestalik Mimenu Shechino? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him be Megala it. So I'll reshoin, what was the Mechuvan of Yankov Avinu? The Shoresh HaDover I saw on the Tzlach in Psochem Daf Nun Vov, that he says the Keitz HaYomin, Yomin is always Chesed. There's also a Keitz HaSmoil, which is Midas HaDin. There are two ways that we can go through the Golas to bring Mashiach. With Midas HaRachamim and Midas HaDin. With Midas HaDin it's much harsher, the Gzeiris and the Oinshim and the Yisurim of the Klalu, the Prat. Mashenkin with Rachamim, it'll be Berachamim, Kirachim of Albonim. But with Rachamim, the Golos will be Nisarech, it'll be much longer, till Bias Goyel Tzedek. When there's Midas Hadin, the Golos will be much shorter, and it'll bring Mashiach much quicker. Because Be'etzem, Midas Hadin in the Oimek Hadover, the Shoyresh from it is Rachamim. That's the Shoyresh, because when there's Midas Hadin, Kodesh Baruch Hu extracts Din, there's a Kapora Miyad, and there's a Tikkun, it brings Tshuva Miyad much harder, but with his pain, there's gain. We steig from that, and it'll bring the Bias Goyel much quicker. Kodesh Baruch Hu B'atcholas B'Brias Oilam wanted to create it B'Midas Hadin. Right, and he was Ro'o She'ein Ha'oilam Eskayim, so he had to be Meshatef Ima Midas Arachamim. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create it Midas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kulay Rachamim. But that's the word. Because the Emes Arachamim is when there's a din. And it brings us Lidei Tikkun, and to Haya Madregas, and to Haya Zchar. Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Oilam can't be Meskayim with that alone. Hishtatef Mimenu. But back to us, says the Tzlach, Yaakov Avinu was Choshesh and Choshed, that Klal Yisrael would not withstand the Shvera Golos, the Redifus and the Shmad and the Gzeiris and the Geferlecha Yisurim that Klal Yisrael is going to go through and went through, the Klal, the Prat. Yaakov Avinu had gehalten that Klal Yisrael can't, they won't withstand it, they won't remain Achuzim and Dvukim, Maminim Bakodesh Bochu throughout the Golos. So Mamele, he wanted to shtel avek, the Golos should be with less din, more rachamim, more chesed. Yeah, it'll take longer, but we'll make it to the finish line. Every clap that's given in Golos brings it quicker. All the Yisur, Navada, it'll bring it much quicker. Could I to mention a Moridikas Fas Emes in last week's parasha? On the Pasuk it says, V'lo yochel Yosef lehisapik lekol hanitzovim olav. Yosef couldn't hold himself back. Memela, he was vayitin eskoyle bibchi, and he was megale himself to the Yochim. The Sfasemetz learns that the Mashmois HaPosuk is, if Yosef could have held it back, he would not have been Megala himself. He would have made the brothers suffer and tortured them more and more. He says, what's the inyan? Zokter Amoyer de Kavort, because Be'etzem this Tsar V'inui that the Shvatim were going through, they were being mischaret on some of the Averas, on the Avera of Mechiras Yosef. And this pain that they were going through was a kapora. And Be'etzem, had it gone bizen soif, they would have got a kapora. They would have been a skaper for the Mechiras Yosef. So Yosef wanted to prolong it as long as possible. But he couldn't. He saw his brothers Bitzar, and they were being mischarit. He poshut could not hold himself back. V'lo yochoil Yosef lehis apek, so he was megala himself. But, says the Sfasemis, that gilui, which stopped the punishment to the Achim, was a tremendous rachamim, maybe mitzad Yosef, but it cost us dearly, because therefore they never got the kapora shleima b'shaitoi, and because of that, it brought the whole churban and the asora harugi malchus, like he explains, was all a toilada, because they were never niskaper legamrei. It stopped now, and that's why, right when Yosef was megala himself and he sees Binyamin for the first time in so many years, he sees Binyamin. They hug each other. And what do they cry about? The churban shtei batim mikdasha is churban shiloi. Why is that? Right now, that you just met him. That's the first thing to react to is the churban. Zok the svasem is because the lo yuchal Yosef lesapek, this giloi that he was megala caused that. They knew it was mitzad echad. It was bittersweet. They're connected now back to meet up with Yosef and meet up with Yosef and Binyamin, but this gilui and this meeting cost them so dearly, so that's what they were crying about, because it brought the churban. Al kolponim, every clap, Rabbi Yisai, every single clap, every single tzorah of Yisurim that a person has, it brings his personal geula and the geula shleima. Back to Yankev Avinu, he was choshesh that Klal Yisrael would not be able to be oymed in it. And I would like to add on, even, there was another nekuda that Yankev Avinu wanted to be megale. Not just that there should be less din more rachamim, I'm adding on to the tzlach, in Targum Yoinison, on Heyosfu Lachem, he says Yankev wanted to be megale, the tzchar tzadikim, la'osed lovoi, the oynish for Rishoyim, which means also is nichlal, this whole tzaddik v'raloi, rosha v'toivloi, meaning Yaakov wanted to be megala even in the midas hadin, with his own shim and gzeirus, but you should be able to see the toyeles, you should be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and how each patch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person is actually bringing him one step closer. If a person has that yediya, Rabbi say it changes the game. It makes everything so much easier. I once saw a story that someone once, a collector for a big moisad, he went to a certain town and a certain gevir who was known as extremely stingy and mean. And he knocked on his door and he gave him a dollar and he asked for more, this person collecting, and he started screaming at him, being mevayish him, being mevaza him, being mekalal him. It went on and on for 20 minutes. No person could even withstand that. And he stood there being mekabel 20 minutes of it. And afterward, this gevir sticks his hands into his pocket, takes out a checkbook, and writes him a check for $25,000. Okay. So all his friends asked him, we never had the ha'ozo even to go to his house. How did you go and stand there for 25 minutes? It's like, it's crazy. How did you withstand that? He says, I'll tell you, my Zayda was a collector in this town, and he left me a list with some tips. And he said, this house, they'll give you this amount of money. If you push them a little bit, maybe a drop more. When you go to this gvir, he will be mekalal you and be mavazi you for 20 minutes straight, at least. But if you can withstand it, but afterward, he gives $25,000. So I knew the whole time. I knew the whole time, standing here, it's just going to get me $25,000. Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai, if a person knows what he's going to get in the Schar Lo'olam Haba, and the tikkunim he's going to have from all the yisurim, it wouldn't be so schwer. It would be, everything would be open on the table. Everything would be klar. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to be megala that prat also, to be megala the mahalach of the golus, how each tzora brings Mashiach quicker and the tikkun. That was the plan of Yaakov Avinu, because he was choshed Klal Yisrael would not be able to withstand it. Why was it nistalik? Back to point number two. Why was it nistalik mimenu aketz? Because Adarabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Klal Yisrael could withstand it. Klal Yisrael will go through the Gefer L'chagolos. They'll remain dvukim bi, ma'aminim in the Eibishter, and they'll be dovuk in the Torah, in the Torah Hashem, learning Torah, Torah Hashem HaKadosha, in all matzovim through the ganze golos with the ganze emuna. Yaakov, that you thought, they're not going to be able to withstand the Torah, and you have to be meshatef more midas harachamim, it's wrong. I know my bonim. Klal Yisrael will withstand it. Yaakov, that you thought that you have to be megala to them, what's behind the curtain and how everything is working, they should see kaviyochel the light of what's coming and make everything easier, even make the Einshim easier. Adarabba, they don't need that. And here I want to be moisif, that the reason why it was nostalgic, the Shechino, it wasn't because, you could say because Yaakov Avinu was choshesh, it was like an oynish for Yaakov. I want to say adarabba v'adarabba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let Yaakov Avinu be megala. That itself was a chesed shebechesed, because it'll bring the golas quicker. The Eibishter, that was the vikuach here. The Eibishter said to Yaakov, you're wrong, they will withstand it. Therefore, you can't be megala to them anything. You can't change the you can't water down the Midas Hadin that's going to be in the Golos, and you can't be megala to them how it's working, because the not knowing, the going through the Mahalach of Golos, the Mahalach of Yisurim, without knowing what it's going to bring and what the Tayel is, that's Gufa the Tikkun. That Gufa brings the Yeshua much quicker. The Medrash here says, on the pasuk Lishuoscha Kivisi Hashem, Hakol Bischus Hakivui. Yisurin is Bischus, go away, Bischus Hakivui, Bischus Ovis. The Forshim learn Mashiach, Bischus Hakivui. The hope, the trust in Hashem, that is what brings Mashiach, that is what brings Yisurim to be Mesalik. A person should look it up on Shabbos, this Medrash. Hakol Bischus Hakivui. We say in Shemoneh Esrei Hesemach David Avdecho Mehiras Hatzmiach V'Karnoi Torah B'Shuasecho Ki Lishuoscho Kivinu Kol Hayom. Ki means because. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Tzemach Yeshua quickly? Because we're waiting for it. Because we're hoping for it. Memela, when a person doesn't know, that's a whole different Madrega of Bitochen and Kivui. Yet Hashem, we should all be Zoichet to have Yeshuas, Nechomas, from everything, bischus, hakivu, yakol bischus, hakivu, lishuoscha, kivisi, Hashem.